13 in a row. Baker's dozen, right? Hey guys, how we doing? Good.
How do you assess Walsh's performance? Blair Walsh's performance on Sunday?
This last Sunday? Kickoffs were good. He pushed the field goal. He gave the 68-yarder a ride, and the block wasn't his fault. I mean, you can't. I mean, I told him, we talk about complimentary football all the time. We start the game with a touchback. Defense holds them three and out. They punt to us. We rip a 35-yard return out to midfield. We get it close enough for a field goal. We miss the field goal. Now they have good field position. So that was probably the biggest disappointment for me, because we're always talking about complimentary football. How we can, how do we, with the six core or six special teams phases, help our football team win? And we didn't start. We started the game outright, and we just didn't capitalize on the field goal.
Set the bar high as a rookie when he was that 10 for 10 from 50 plus.
I'm going to set the bar high anyway. I really think he's a good kicker. I think, I don't know if he's in a slump right now. You know, maybe he's not hitting the ball exactly how he wants to. Obviously, he's still swinging the ball well. They're not ugly misses. But, you know, he'll get it figured out. He's a pro. He's a mentally tough kid, and we'll keep working and try to get him better.
Conversations and coaching with him this week, more talking about his state of mind and the mental side, or is it more mechanical? Or
probably more mental than anything, and I think he's fine that way. A little bit of mechanics, but mostly it's the mental part of it.
Longer 50 plus over the years, as you've been a coach, it kind of seemed like they were fairly rare for a while. Now it's almost seems like commonplace, like you're expected to make.
A lot of these young guys come in, they're so strong, and they've been in these kicking camps for 6, 7, 8 years, and so their technique is so good. So, you know, the combination of good technique and leg strength is, you know, recipe for success, and that's what guys have been doing. And so you're going to see more of that, I think, as you go along, and now head coaches are going to be more apt to try them and to try to get the points up on the board.
Have you seen more progress from Locker these last two games?
Really last month, Master, to be honest with you. He is, you know, he's kicked well in the cold weather. Last few games he did a really nice job. He only had two opportunities on Sunday, but he did a great job. We, you know, he punted great. We covered great. I know he's excited about going down to Miami, a little warm weather down there, and then finish strong against Chicago. But, you know, I'm real proud of the way he's developed. You know, I just need to be patient with him. He's young. It's hard to develop a young punter, but he's got a great mental makeup and great work ethic, and he's plenty talented enough. So we're going to keep going in the right direction there.
On punting and training camp, did you kind of lay off that as the season wore on? Or?
Yeah, I think any time that you struggle early with the directional punts, then you got to come back. And it's still directional a little bit, but we're not trying to get it outside the numbers and trying to get as high and as far as you can and let our gunners go down and make plays. And, you know, our gunners have done a nice job. We've protected well all year, knock on wood. And so I'm excited about the last couple games. I can, you know, see his success here down the stretch.
That's something that's just kind of where you're waiting for him to continue to develop and then maybe at some point go back to it as far as direction.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You know, a lot of these, like I told you guys before, I coached Jeff Fiegels for 3 great years, and I learned a heck of a lot more from him than he learned from me. And one of the things he told me was his 9th or 10th year is when he finally had it all figured out. So it takes some time with the punter. It really does. And what did he punt? 19 years, 18, 19 years, whatever it was. So it takes a lot longer for a young punter to develop than it would be a young kicker, in my opinion.
Only in that spot where Jamarcus Webb was.
Well, Charlie Johnson's been there most of the year. And then when he got hurt, we had Wentworth in there. And Jamarcus is 330 pounds. I thought he'd be perfect because they're real big and strong inside Detroit. And the technique was off, and he gave up the block. Thanks for bringing that one up for the last question. Can you ask me one more question so we have to end on a positive note? Anybody?
How good was it to see a couple of those longer returns on Sunday with Cordero and Marcus?
You know, the first one was a fake reverse, and Adam Thielen sold it to perfection. And they didn't bite, like, take off and run, but they bit just enough to get Marcus to go. And it was well executed by our guys. And then the kickoff return was a great cut by Cordero. We wanted to keep it right, but the safety did a nice job in filling. And the way the three played it, we were kicking him out. We're trying to pin him in. We ended up kicking him out because he jumped outside, and so we couldn't get up to the one. So Cordero made a nice cut and got out to about the 49-yard line, I think it was. So that was exciting. So hopefully we can keep that going the last 2 weeks.
Carolina.
Do we play Carolina? I don't even remember playing Carolina. No, I'm just kidding. That's appreciate that. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Are you guys here next week?
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say Merry Christmas now. Huh? Not on Thursday?